What causes hopelessness? Hopelessness, the despair. Hopelessness is the idea that there's no way out. There's no way any good can come. There's no expectation of good. What causes hopelessness? Immediately, most of us think about particular circumstances. Maybe a tragedy. Maybe a crisis. But that's not what causes hopelessness. Because for any tragedy, any crisis, I can show you somebody who goes through the same thing or worse and still has hope. So what's the difference? What causes hopelessness? A hopeless person shrinks the world. And what I mean by that is their vision gets more and more narrow. Somebody is hopeless tends to fixate on the present. And the more they do that, the tendency is not just to fixate on the present, but to fixate on self in the present. And so their thinking about the world gets more narrow, more tight, and they think about themselves and they think about the present, and they cut off any understanding beyond that. And they know that they don't have the power to change what they would like to see changed. They don't have the power to bring about what they would like to see brought about. And so the more narrow one's thinking gets, the more immediate that thinking, the more self-centered that thinking, the more hopelessness there is. Hope, any kind of hope, is always grounded in expansive thinking. In other words, you think not only about the present, but you think about the present in light of the past. And you also think about the present in light of the past, knowing that there is a future to come. That's the reason why, for instance, people's families are so often so important in providing them hope. They remember that they are not in this world alone. That there are others who came before them, who went through difficulties. And in this present moment, they are not alone. Others will walk them into a future. And I could give example after example. Helping your children as they go through new experiences, respond to those with hopefulness instead of hopelessness, is a matter of causing them to see the world with a broader lens. I'll give you one other example. In counseling, I've seen this my entire time, several decades in the ministry. When I came to understand what brings about hopelessness, it helped me learn to address it. About two decades ago, there was a couple that came into my office, and she declared, "I'm divorcing him, that's it, this is over." This was just the formality of announcing it to me. I asked her, "Was there a time in the past when you loved him?" "Yes." "Well, that means it's possible to love him again." And then I said, "Do you love your children?" "Of course." I said, "In all my time, I've never had a child who is now an adult say to me, 'The best thing that happened was my parents divorced.' In fact, it makes their life really difficult. If you love your children, why don't you try to make this work?" It was that future talk that triggered in her. I still know that couple. They're still married. They fought through it. But the only way they could fight through it is to remember the past and think about the future.